Hi guys, Sam Fury here, and welcome back to another episode of the Survival Fitness Plan. It's a new year. Happy New Year! And with that, we're bringing out a new format to the show. Instead of like up until now, I've been doing like, oh, here's the 3 tips or 3 points or whatever to different aspects of activities within the Survival Fitness Plan. So like each day, more or less, is like one of them's for parkour, one of them's for self-defense, one of them's for swimming, and like you get tips on those specific things, right? But now, because I've like created the training schedule, and I'm currently in the middle of creating the app, which I hopefully will be ready within a week, like at least live, at some version of it live in a week. So that'll be pretty cool. So now, from now on, well, at least for this season, and I'm not sure how long this will take. But I'm gonna go through step by step of different aspects of the actual, specifically the Survival Fitness Plan, as opposed to different aspects within the subject. And then maybe like after this series, I'll go back to the original format or something along those lines. Because once I've explained it all, I won't want to explain it again, right? Because it'll be done. But of course, there'll be changes and stuff, and I'll learn new stuff, and probably later on get more into body hacking and things like that. But anyway, so I'm not sure how long it'll take. I'm not sure how many episodes this is going to take up, but I'm going to go into so for example, today's episode will be an overview of the training schedule, and then tomorrow's will be like I'll dive deeper into one of each thing, and then like the day after, dive deeper into the next thing, and then maybe it'll be about core exercises. Then each day, I'll dive a little bit deeper into the specific exercises and stuff like that. So it'll be very, very, very incremental, and you'll get little like miniature bite-sized pieces of almost every aspect of the Survival Fitness Plan. And of course, it'll change as I do it, but we'll see how it goes. So I'm excited for this. And as I said, today's topic is the Survival Fitness Plan training schedule, like an overview of it. So like an overview of the training schedule. So this is like the basic, the overall strategy of like how you go through the Survival Fitness Plan, right? So the first thing you got to do, everyone will do it, is the fitness test. And so you'll do the fitness test, and so tomorrow's episode, or the next episode that I do, won't be tomorrow, but just whenever the next episode is, I'll dive deep into the fitness test and exactly what the fitness test is, and then how you do it, and then what you do with the information. All right, so that's level one, is the fitness test. Everyone does that, so then you know which level to and where to start in the Survival Fitness Plan. All right, so there are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 levels, right? And I've given them each little names, and these names are likely to change, but I'll just tell them to you as they are, as I've made them up at the moment. So level one, makes you a tribe member, and level one is all about getting a base fitness. It goes for 5 weeks, and I think feel like a lot of people that do the Survival Fitness Plan will actually skip level one because they've already got a base fitness, but maybe you don't. So it actually starts from scratch. So it's like if you don't really exercise at all, or for example, you can't do a single push-up or something, this is like you'll start from level one, and it'll build you up to a base fitness where then you can move on to level two, which is actually where you start to get into flight and fight. It's called flight and fight fitness. That name's probably going to change, but flight and fight fitness is like the introduction to like what Survival Fitness Plan is all about, like the functional exercises. And the first things you'll learn is how to sprint, like how to run really fast. So at a very basic level, the two best activities that you'll use to escape an enemy is going to be to run, right, run really fast, and then basic self-defense. So that's what level two is all about, is about learning how to sprint good, or like training to sprint really well, and basic self-defense, and of course increasing your fitness. And each level, like the fitness gradually increases, 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 and when we get to the end, you'll see what it increases to. And so level two is 7 weeks. All right, so level one is 5 weeks, level two is 7 weeks. I feel like a lot of people will start in level two, but a lot of people will also start in level three, which is the next one, which is actually, this is the level I'm starting in. So like I did the fitness test myself like a couple of days ago, and then I calculated where I should start, and I'm starting in level three. So level three is survival fit, and it's here you'll learn more flight and fight exercises like at an intermediate stage, and it also starts to introduce plyometrics for like your strength training exercises. So in levels one and two, it's all like base exercise, like normal, like strict squats and strict push-ups, meaning that there's no jumping or anything. There's no, it's just like learning how to do the base levels of the activities to a proper standard. Because once you get into plyometrics, if you don't have that good solid base, then you're more likely to get injured. But it's important to do the plyometrics because then we that's how you get explosive power. So this is level three, and it also introduces swimming into the mix. So the first two levels are mainly just fighting and fight training and sprinting or running, like endurance running. And now you introduce swimming, and you've got to learn the skills for swimming, like how to swim long distance underwater, the how to swim really fast on top of the water, how to do survival backstroke and things like that. And that one goes for 10 weeks, which brings you to level four. And level four is warrior level, so you're a survival fitness warrior, and you do some the plyometrics goes to an advanced stage. So that's where you start to learn, like in level three, you might be doing burpees, but now you're doing super burpees, right? And you do some advanced plyometrics, and of course you get into more advanced flight and fight techniques as well. It's kind of like your combos are more extended, how to defend against multiple opponents and things like that. It also introduces bike riding, like urban bike riding, BMX. So remember, there used to be like a lot of times we talk about mountain biking, but of course, using mountain biking for escape and evasion is not really, although it's useful, like we use the skills from mountain biking, but we adapt them to the urban scenario. And level four also goes for 10 weeks. Like level three goes for 10 weeks, level four also goes for 10 weeks. Level five brings you to Spartan level. So that's the last of your skills training, last of the skills training lessons, right? And of course, increased fitness as well, and you're starting to level out now, and that goes for 16 weeks to get you all up to scratch. And then level six is the elite level, right? And that in this level, it's like solidifies all the skills training and brings you up to the maximum fitness goals, which includes like 100 pull-ups, 50 sprints, and 200 bicycle crunches. But then also there's of course about another five other exercises and interval training, and it also brings you to the maximum level of like your endurance goals for swimming and running. I can't remember exactly what they are off the top of my head, but they're in the timetable. I think it's something like you run for like an hour at 12 kilometers an hour, so you could run 12 Ks. And swimming is much less than that, obviously, because you don't swim as fast as you run, but it goes for an hour as well. So it goes by time, and it doesn't really matter how fast, well, it does matter how fast you go, but you don't have to hit the actual goal. It's good if you do, but you might not hit the goal, but it's the time that matters most, and you just put in the maximum effort. Because some people, well, just no matter how hard they train, they won't be able to run 12 Ks an hour. It's just their body or whatever, right? But it's good to try, and it's actually not that hard to do. But 12 Ks an hour to sustain for an hour is quite hard. But that's why it's the elite level. So level six is like once you finish level six, you pretty much know everything, and all your skills are solidified. You've like practiced everything numerous times, and you're at maximum fitness for the survival fitness plan. Level seven. So this last level is level seven, and that's the survival fitness plan legend. And basically, what that is like it's a never-ending training schedule. So it starts from you'll maintain your level of fitness, and you'll go through all the exercise each day. You'll go through all the exercises one by one and like that, and you can just like, so it's just maintaining your fitness level and skills, and it's a never-ending training schedule. And basically it goes for, I can't remember how many days, but then it just keeps looping around. And I'm sure like by the time people get to that, so we'll have added more stuff, and then it can go into like being a trainer or whatever, but that's a whole nother line of stuff that I haven't thought about yet much. And of course, if you want to increase after that, like after level seven, you might say, oh, I want to do more than 200, you can or whatever, or you just add weight. Adding weight is a good way to increase once you get to that stage, because once you start adding more, like you do 50 sprints, it's quite a lot of sprints, right? And once you do more than that, it's not really adding anything else. I mean, and also it makes the training go for too long. Like you're not a like professional athlete. You don't have to train 4 hours a day, right? Even at level seven, where you're doing the maximum amount, you're probably still only training about maximum an hour and a half a day, and that includes like your stretching and meditation, all that sort of stuff. All right, so that's the seven levels of the survival fitness plan, and of course you can settle on any level you want. You don't have to go all the way through to level seven. Like myself, I'm level three at the moment. There's seven levels. I don't know if I'll ever get to level. Well, of course I will, because I'm very determined. But yeah, so You don't have to go to all the way. So I think if most people just get to survival fitness, a lot of people are happy with that stuff. That's pretty fit. So like being survival fit is, and then you know like a lot of the core skills that you need. And yeah, but of course, if you want to go all the way through or get to level four, get to level five, if you get to level six, you know all the skills, that's pretty good. And if you want to do level seven as well, you can as well. To be honest, once you've done level six, you naturally progress into level seven anyway, because if you finish level six, you've got the fitness level and you know all the skills, so you're actually in level seven automatically. It's just that level seven gives you the timetable to do continuous training, and you can add weight if you want, and like get better, of course, if you want. That's it for today, guys. I hope that gave you a good overview of the Survival Fitness Plan timetable. Hope it gets you interested and excited to start it. And the app will come out shortly in a few weeks. Probably by the time you listen to this, it's already out. So you can go download the app, survivalfitnessplan.com/app. Yeah. So I'll see you again in the next time. And in the next episode, what did I say I was going to talk? I'm going to go deep into the fitness test. So you can actually go and give yourself the fitness test. All right. That's it for today, guys. Thanks for tuning in, and I'll see you again next time.